Hello and welcome to the Dragon Show. That's Dragon and Ferret together. I'm Xander and this is Alkali.
I'm not here.
He's here.
Nope.
It's been very cold and sleety and rainy.
You mean awesome and sleety?
Hey, you said you fell a couple times.
Once. The other time I caught myself with cat-like reflexes of a fat guy.
Ferrets just roll around. They don't land on their feet.
Well, you know, there's a problem going downtown. You see, I have to cross a bridge every day to get to my office over the Chicago River.
Right.
Which from this point forward, we will just call pollution.
Okay.
Well, the bridge is made for normal people, not bridge trolls like me.
Okay.
And they just redid it. So it's all this really nice, like, walkway up there, and it's all smooth and unblemished. The problem with that is smooth and unblemished is very slippery.
Okay, I see.
And the railing to stop people from jumping into pollution, for normal people, is mid-chest height. For me, crotch level.
Right.
I could so easily just flip that if I slipped.
See, what you do when you slip, you have to say, "Wee!" And people would think you're doing it on purpose. You have to train yourself, though.
I don't have the dex score to make people think that I am doing things that I do with my body on purpose.
It's not a dex score. It's the reaction of saying, "Wee!" That's it.
I'm sorry. Reflex saves? Totally based off of dex.
Oh.
Okay. D&D.
You're out nerding me right now.
And how. But the cold weather does bring a very interesting thing to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
I have not figured it out yet if it's happening because the cold makes them angry, or it's happening because the cold makes them think that these are their last few days to live. But the bums in Chicago get very antsy when they're sitting outside freezing to death asking for pennies.
Oh, it makes sense. They need the change to spend on alcohol, because alcohol warms you up.
Which would be fine if they were just collecting money like they normally do and annoying us and yelling random things. But, like, getting cold is like their full moon. They start doing weird shit. Like, just today, I'm not joking. Today, here were the three weird shit. One, a woman who has been sitting outside of Union Station right across the bridge over pollution, who has had a sign for the last year saying, "I am 3 months pregnant, help me," changed her sign today to, "I'm buying alcohol to kill my fake baby." So all the people that normally walk by are like, I'd say, she's sitting there every day. I'd say one day every week, just as I'm walking past, I hear somebody mention the fact that she's been 3 months pregnant for a year, and she's not showing. So today, she went for all the people that normally yell at her. And her cup was full. She was doing good today.
Oh, wow. Good day.
Then, in the McDonald's, because, you know, every day I get my Coke Zero.
Sure.
So there we are. There's three registers in the Union Station McDonald's. Down there is a bum standing in line who has changed his order from when I got into line to when I left the McDonald's, has continuously changed his order. "Yeah, what comes in a Diet Coke? That's not good. Can I get a light coffee? Do you have Dr. Pepper?" And there was no pause the entire time. And then in the end, as I'm walking out, he's now counting change out of his cup for the soft drink that he bought. So, that he will obviously be taking outside and mixing with his rum.
So you're saying that was me? Constantly changing my order.
You are not allowed to order your own food.
God damn it.
I will order your food.
I can do it once, right? I can make a mulligan, dex save, saving throw.
You may take one.
If I take out a die, can I just, like, roll it and then reorder?
You don't even, like, catch her on her way out sometimes. Some of you are like, can I get the burger? She's like, "Oh, that comes with a super salad." It does? Wait a minute. Can you come back? I have decisions to make. No, Xander, you need to choose now. I'll take the soup. Okay, we have decisions? Can you come back?
Fuck you.
And then the second you make your order, no, I'm sorry, the second she walks into the kitchen, you look at me and go, "Will you kill me if I stop her and change my order? Oh, did you want the salad? No, my entree. I want a different entree."
Back to bums. They're more entertaining.
And the final bum, which I absolutely, this was great. I don't consider these guys bums. I really don't. But I'm going to call them bums because they are unwashed, unshaven, and unclean. There is a saxophone player that knows four songs.
Okay.
Who has been standing outside of Union Station since I was a teenager. He plays Pop Goes the Weasel.
Uh-huh.
He plays other random like smattering of songs.
Okay.
They're not full songs either. They're just like the chorus from it. Today, he was dueling with somebody who obviously was trying to take over his corner and had obviously just gotten out of a marching band.
Oh,
because
what?
All of the songs that he played out of his saxophone were the songs that you would hear during a high school football game.
That's amazing.
And the two of them were just trying to out, not out, like, they both kind of sucked.
Hold on. Go ahead and finish.
They were just trying to play louder than the other on instruments whose only volume control is blowing harder.
You know, this is potentially gold, and let me tell you why.
Absolutely.
Since they're not that good anyway, we give them a new instrument, and we take it to the theater. We give them banjos, and we call it Dueling Bumjos.
And the other guy snuck his sax in.
And he just throws a rat in the audience.
And then the other bum goes out there and tries to eat it.
Well, that's why you bring the plastic to put over yourself.
Well, that's true. Well,
part of the show.
The good thing is that the audience would be safe.
Why is that?
Oh, because he's always there when you need him.
Bum cop.
Bum cop!
Yes!
Bum cop would be there. Watching Dueling Bumjos.
See, this is where we flash back to a prior episode, because this was a long time ago.
That was a really long episode, yeah.
Bum Cop is our undercover bum cop extraordinaire that had his own TV show.
I wish he was there at McDonald's today. I was actually hoping that some citizen would go for, like, sir, and slam his head into the register. And I'd be like, Bum Cop! And the guy would probably slam my head in the register for calling him a bum.
Well, you know how you were mentioning how interesting the homeless are getting around this time, like the moon is full? Yeah. Now I'm imagining cults, if you will, of bums. Like, Bum cult. They already
have... Where do they worship?
The fire in the barrel? I don't know. They just say some magic words and something comes out of said fire. Maybe that's what that is.
Oh, their big sacrifice, like once a year they have to make a really big sacrifice to appease the bum gods. Like, this is my favorite cup of coffee. I've been collecting quarters in it since 07. Here you are, gods! Give us alcoholic rain! And that is why the river is so polluted.
No, but for our special episode of Bum Cop, this is perfect. And he goes undercover. Since he's figuring all this stuff out, we call it Sherlock Homeless. Da-da-da-da-da. What?
You are getting fucked so hard tonight.
Yay! Sherlock Homeless.
Sherlock Homeless. That's fucking G. And Sherlock Homeless would be really into the occult.
Yeah, exactly.
Which explains this, yeah.
Yeah. Who does Nemesis be? Mole Yardy? Like he's actually just covered in moles? And he has a mole pet? He's just awesome at taking people's money. Like he's the... He's the king of beggars.
He is. He's, you know what he is? He's the super con artist.
Okay.
Like the con artist that cons you into thinking it's a con and the con takes all of your money.
He just walks out of McDonald's with a bottle of booze. Like, where did you get that? Aha.
Not only did I get this from an underage child, he paid me to take it from him. In dimes? Quarters!
Dirty Aussie away!
He wears them. He just has all moleskin fur murdering the, like, not moleskin as, like, the animal. Moles and, like, FBI moles. Because bums, think of how many FBI people try to infiltrate bums. Bum cop, for one.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's trying to kill bum cop to take his skin because he's a mole and he needs new boots.
So is bum cop's real name, is it Sherlock Homeless?
Sherlock Holmes. I think we're going to have to go with Sherlock Homeless.
Okay, awesome.
Bum cop's secret identity. Could you imagine some of, like, if Sherlock Holmes went down to that level where it was just homeless scams? Like, the weird thing is,
You are not really pregnant.
Punch.
Oh, no.
And then there's just blood gushing out of her gun. Like, oh, you were pregnant. And Professor Bumble already just standing back. No, that was ketchup that I retrieved from McDonald's. But now everyone thinks you just killed a baby. Flow, Quarters, flow.
Are you saying that we pay Sherlock Holmes in quarters?
No, no, no. The bums get paid in quarters. That's like the highest currency for bums is a quarter. Like, there's those dollar coins, but you only see those on Christmas. It's like for every piece of gold that the Salvation Army gets,
okay,
a bum gets a golden coin. Not a real gold one, just those ones that are worth a dollar.
Like a golden ticket. Okay.
I'll actually be honest with you. There's a little bit of me that, like, there's two kinds of bums. There's the con artist bums that are downtown, and I really can't stand them. Because if you go down, if you walk the same path like I do every day, you know which ones are faking it and which ones are, like, the girl. I'm not kidding. There is a girl who has been 3 months pregnant on the corner of the bridge to get to Union Station for the last, like, year. But there was also a guy who stood out on a corner. And when he first got there, I was there his first day. It's like he was a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed bum. He's like, no, I'm going to make it in this bum world. And he was, like, kind of funny. Like, he was standing there just waiting for those jobs that Obama promised me. And over the years, like, he wasn't fat, but he had some meat on him. Like, he's skin and bones.
Yeah.
He's missing teeth.
Yeah.
And I felt like one day I felt really bad. It was a holiday, so I had $10 on me that I was going to probably get fatter with.
Mm-hmm.
And like, okay, then this guy, you know, this sucks. The next day, I shit you not, he is still in the same spot, and there are three smaller paper bags around him with empty bottles.
Oh, no.
No, and the part that gets me, the part that blows my mind, where did he get three bottles for $10?
Bunko, like Costco?
Bunko, yes.
They have their
which is owned by Moliardi.
Yes. They have their own secret store, if you will, with amazing deals.
Oh, my God, everything's a quarter.
You have to say the secret words, though, whatever they may be.
We wouldn't know them. We have a house.
That's true.
Actually, maybe that's the secret, because you would never think to use that. I own a house. Okay, come on in.
What would be your identification card?
Shit on a stick. Here, a dog pooped on this. Can I get in?
Here's my shit on a stick. Come in, sir.
You know what it is? Because if the password is, I have a house, you have to rip off a piece of your cardboard house, and then somebody who actually knows how to read and write, they write your name on it, and that's your card. That's how it works in Bumco.
Bumco.
Right. Then they always ask, well, why can't we just sleep in the store, but in the store, but even Bumco? Like, nope, no vagrants, sorry. They kind of get pissed about that.
Well, you got to keep up appearances. You better sleep in the street.
Yeah, yeah, or else you're going to lose your membership.
That's part of the bum code.
Right. And they know that if they sleep in bum code, then Moliardi's going to con them.
Mm.
They're going to lose all their pennies.
Yeah. It's like an RPG. you don't want to... Or what the fuck is your stupid-ass board game? You fell asleep at bum code. Everything is gone.
Oh, Arkham Horror.
Yeah, or Arkham Horror.
Arkham Horror for bums, that'd be kind of a fun game. The Elder One awakens. You have never existed. Sadly, this is better.
Well, you've already established her into the occult.
But that's true.
Yeah, true. You cast a fire spell and warm your hat.
You know, it's been so long since I've played a really good, like, RPG. I wish I could find one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually have been playing this awesome RPG. It's a Japanese RPG, so I know... Wait, you played Final Fantasy, didn't you?
Yeah, the original Final Fantasy, and then the American 2 and 3. So those are actually...
4 and 6.
Okay. I never
understood. So this one is, like, high school students in Japan.
Okay.
And what's funny is, like, you go into the TV... This is Persona 4, for those who know. And you go into the TV, and you discover people's dark sides that they're hiding from everyone.
Wait, their dark sides are in the TV?
Yes.
Please tell me somebody's dark side is that they watch reality TV.
Not actually, there is something similar to that, but yes.
That's awesome.
Someone But this really tough guy, his dark side is super lispy, and his evil dungeon is an amazing, huge bathhouse that...
Whoa.
Yes.
Bathhouse. Are we talking about Roman bathhouse or like
the bad bathhouses we know of?
The good bathhouses.
Yes, exactly.
So it's AIDS night?
It's AIDS night at the bathhouse.
Please tell me you fight AIDS.
The best part, though, is it's like 11 floors high. It's huge.
The bathhouse?
And there's ghosts and shit. Like demons and ghosts running around. I guess they're to have sex. I'm not sure why. So it's basically a haunted bathhouse labyrinth.
So wait a minute. The bathhouse is 11 stories high.
Yes.
Oh my God, so many levels of pink! We're building this!
Well, maybe they all die. See, they all fucked, and maybe they spread everything around. And if you
they
can't
got
fuck,
all the STDs?
Well, you ever been to a huge store, and
I've been to a huge bathhouse.
Because you're like, oh, well, I don't want to go yet. Oh, there's some guy over there. I might as well blow him on the way out. Oh, I'm still lost. Oh, here's another guy. I'll fuck him anyway. And then eventually die, like Jack Nicholson.
That's true, you know, yeah.
In the hedge maze.
Yeah.
And then your ghost just wanders around.
You get frozen in the area where the people with the cold fetish, they have the air conditioning on too high.
Or maybe you just spoo out of the people who, like, come there. Like when you...
Is there an elevator?
No, stairs only.
Okay, so then in that case, the stairs have to have just a rushing torrent of cum, just...
just constantly going down the stairs.
But for some reason, it still dings. Ding! Yeah, cum.
As long as they have one big one that's kind of like a slinky that goes down the stairs. And you hear the
but
song, too.
Rolls downstairs, goes over in pairs, and pregnates the neighbor's dog.
Aww. It's cum.
It's big, it's tasty, it's spoo.
Oh, it's come. It's going into you. What is wrong with us?
A lot of things.
High five.
It's going into you. Mingling with poo. But,
oh my God.
Is there a hot tub level? Because every bathhouse has a hot tub.
There are hot tubs.
Son of a bitch, that is awesome. So they researched this.
I guess so.
You said it's a Japanese game?
Yeah.
Oh!
Just seriously.
This place is scary.
If you're curious, just YouTube Persona 4 gay and it will come up.
And do it at work.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good way to come out to your manager.
Oh, the best part is the guy who's like the demon or the bad part of himself is super lispy, and he's saying all these things like, ooh, you're penetrating my deep into my lair. And all
So it's a bunch of sexual innuendo, too?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. We should really make this.
What?
We'll call it a LARP.
Oh,
we'll,
wow.
We'll rent out. Steamworks is three stories tall. In fact, I have the layout memorized. So what we could do...
Fuck you.
...is rent it.
Yeah.
And then we'll get a slide and chloroform. So then when you get to the third level, we chloroform you and push you down the slide. So when you wake up, you're like, well, I'm already on the third level, and then you have to keep going. So that's how we accomplish 11 floors.
Okay.
So that's that could work. Now we need ghosts. How do we kill a bunch of gay people in a bathhouse? Okay, that problem's going to solve itself. Then we need a demon.
Gregor!
Yeah! He loves bathhouses.
He'll just be wandering around in the spandex, just like the Wayne's World with Madonna. They're like, hey, look at the unit on that guy. Dancing about.
But he can summon the cum.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the trick. Rawr, he moves his hand and a torrent of cum hits you in the face. You're like, ooh, pineapple.
We also have to paint white slinkies, of course.
Oh, of course, yes.
It's a theme.
No, obviously.
Hmm. I like this idea. Let's make some money.
Yeah, let's rent out a bathhouse. Mm-hmm. And do you think a bathhouse has ever like turned itself into a haunted house for Halloween? Because if I was the owner of a bathhouse, I would not miss out on that market. Boo!
Boo! The Sling of Horror!
Oh my god! You know what would be super easy?
What?
They wouldn't have to decorate that much.
Okay.
They just don't clean for a month. Dehydrated people, they're come with Ectoplasm webs. Hydrated people, ectoplasm.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Someone jerks off in your face. Boo!
And you know what we'd have on every floor?
Ectoplasm!
Yes! You know what we'd have on every floor to make it extra spooky?
What?
A bunch of Count Chocula cereal. No, think about it. Who's going to go through this house? Homosexuals.
Okay.
Right. What's the worst thing that can happen to a homosexual?
Get AIDS?
No, he gets fast. Oh, my God! Count Chocula!
What the?
Oh, no! Then they run to the pool, which we will dye red. Or we'll just have a bunch of virgins get fucked in it for the first time.
Oh, I hate you so much. That's a brilliant idea.
Oh, you know, we could get the, if we get Bum Moliarty, he can get fake pregnant girl to go into the hot tub and we can punch her until the ketchup comes out. We have to pay him both a quarter for that.
You know, okay. It is funny you mentioned the whole pregnancy thing, because have you ever seen that picture of the lady that looks like she's got the hole in the middle of her chest that kind of looks like aliens?
I don't know where you go to
God
for your
it.
Pictures. But you're a sick fuck.
It's a sweater, but there's a hole in the... And she obviously has the baby on her chest with one of those baby holsters.
Okay.
But there's a hole in the shirt so you can see the baby's face. But it looks like the baby's emerging out of her chest.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, my God. That is a perfect euphemism for having a baby. It, like, comes out of you and kills you at the same time. Killing all of your dreams.
You're not allowed to watch movies anymore.
I saw that today. I'm like, oh, God. No, this is my public Facebook. I can't say this. Oh, it's destroying your life. Oh. I'm sorry.
We actually, we were playing chicken again at work today.
Okay.
Gay
chicken?
No, I wish.
Okay.
We have a game that we came up with. This is actually recent. We're pretty proud of this one. Mm-hmm. And it's your fault.
Why?
They actually blame you, like by name. They know you exist, you're Xander, and this is your fault that this game exists.
Okay.
And it's we just call it chicken. Somebody found out that if you use Reddit,
yes,
and a web page, and one of the subreddits is blocked at your job,
yes,
if you put a plus after the subreddit, you can get through. And it works for us.
Oh my god.
So what it is we go on to what the fuck.
Oh dear god.
And we draw a card, because we have like 4 extra cards at work. Whoever has the highest card has to click on the top link.
Okay.
And then the first person to want to die loses. And if you don't click it, like sometimes it's not, like the top link would be like, I think, what was the one I had today? It was like bad bicycle accident. And I'm like, okay, this could be 50-50. This could be some kid on a bike. Or this could be somebody on a motorcycle flying into an industrial fan. Okay. All right. We're going to go for it. We're going to go. And I clicked it. And it was a kid on a bicycle who broke his leg. Like, oh, that poor kid. Like, that really sucks. Then it was Marty's turn. And his was like a really disgusting cucumber. And he's like, oh, it's going to be rotted fruit. No problem. I'm clicking this. And he clicked it. And he's a rotted cucumber. And then Brian's was like, man's body melted in acid. And he's like, nope. And then he gave us both $1 because we got through one link. So
that's amazing.
We just call it chicken. I like calling it what the fuck chicken.
I believe there's also space dicks.
Yeah, we don't go to space dicks. We have never made it past number 2 on space dicks.
Well, I mean, I love going to I'm Going to Hell for this. And of course, R Furry. Hi, R Furry.
That's they have a furry on Reddit,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, that's a shout-out. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I post our stuff there every once in a while.
Oh, we should post about convention stuff there.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, thanks.
But I forgot what I was saying, because I have no attention span.
I know.
God damn it.
There's an R Furry and a... I'm Going to Hell for this.
Yes.
That's what you were talking
yes,
about.
Yes, it's wonderful.
I'm Going to Hell for this. You've shot me a few from there. And they even make me blush a little, so they're pretty good.
Yeah, like... Someone, hey guys, I'm Jewish, and here's a picture of my grandma. It's just a pile of ashes. It's terrible. I love it.
I think some of the things we say on here might qualify. I don't think we can get top billing, but we did it there.
That requires attention span. We've already gone past that.
Yeah, that's true. Reddit is the master of the 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
Click one, laugh two, backspace.
Well, the whole reason stand-up shots exists, like, there's stand-up and there's stand-up comedy, right? There's for those who are doing stand-up and then those who are just fans of it. And stand-up shots are that in picture form. So if you don't want to listen to a minute or two or five of someone, you can just look at the fucking picture.
Oh my god.
This is the world we live in.
That's so sad.
It makes sense though. Yeah. I mean,
you know what they were actually doing today when I got into work? It was a slow day for the day shift.
Okay.
So they were already ready to go. They didn't have to pass much stuff over to me.
Uh-huh.
But they still have to stay there until they're allotted time. So he had half an hour to just sit there with a thumb up his ass. They watched Brian Regan.
Oh yeah.
Do you know Brian Regan's the skit that all of us in my industry love?
What?
Him talking about, I think it's like a credit card code or something he needs. And it's a capital L, one, lowercase I, capital I, LL, one, zero, O, zero, O, circle.
What?
We looked up the letters that they put in.
Yeah.
We have a client account that is really fucking close to his joke.
Nice.
I've never talked to this client, but there's one that's really fucking close. And I just want him to call one time, just so I can put him on hold and force the Brian Regan stand-up routine through the hold music.
Well, we should move on to questions.
Questions!
My turn. All right, let's see here. Talon Verixen asks, if given the chance... Oh, I think this is for me.
Okay.
If given the chance, would you own a Taco Bell?
you
know me.
You love your Taco Bell.
I have an addiction to sand meat or whatever the hell they
have. Sand meat?
They say that there's sand in the meat or whatever. I'm like, I don't care. I still like it.
It's one of those things. I mean, I like stuff that's bad for me too.
Yeah.
Namely you.
So if I owned a Taco Bell, it would be like having really tasty cyanide pills. I really think that.
I'd be the same if I owned a Taco John's. You know how I feel about those places.
God. Yeah, that place is like Salt Nightmare. That should be the name of it.
Salt Nightmare.
Taco John's Salt Nightmare.
It really is.
Because every meal you have there, Taco John's is a Wisconsin chain. Is it a chain?
It's a chain, but I don't think it's just Wisconsin. You can find them. It's heavy in Wisconsin, but you see them other places.
But everything you have comes with tater tots. With more salt.
And okay, it's not just salt. If it was just salt, I'd be like, okay, here's some tater tots. No. It is the god of salt. It's like seasoning salt mixed with the jizz of our Lord and Savior. It's amazing. And you don't have to go, like, okay, so a restaurant. It's like, I would like the blackened trout. They're going to put the amount of spice on it that they think belongs to the blackened trout. No, fuck that. Taco John says, oh, you want more salt? Just say extra seasoning. You know what? We'll turn towards you and start pouring. You tell us when. You want some salt to dip it in? No fucking problem. We're goddamn Taco John's. Can you put some of that seasoning on my taco?
Oh, the Jesus jizz, right?
The Jesus jizz.
JJ. It just says JJ on the packets.
Oh, God. What we did the one time on accident, they put they're called potato olays.
Mm-hmm.
They come in a little, like, think of a bucket. They come in a bucket, a cardboard bucket. And what happened was it was in a large bag with all of the tacos. Well, the potato olays turned upside down during transport.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to waste potato olay, so what was happening is we'd reach into the bag, and the tacos were coated with the extra seasoning we had. Oh, my God. Like, our hearts stopped at least 3 times during the meal. But I would have fucked that taco, and I'm not one to fuck tacos.
Yeah, we're gay.
I do hot dogs.
That's right.
I like a steak every once in a while. A kielbasa. Not tacos.
Us gays, we don't get the good foods.
No, we don't. Oh, kielbasa, that's true.
I love tacos and I love cherry pie.
Yeah.
I'm not that big of a hot dog guy. I mean, there's no gay song like, we love hot dogs. There's cherry pie.
But you know what we do have?
What?
When you really think about it,
okay.
This is what happened. This is why I think it's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Name the food that everyone wants. Everyone. There isn't a person out there who doesn't want to be gay. No, not yet. The description continues, jackass.
Okay.
Everybody wants this food. Most people will never admit it. When they eat it, they do it behind closed doors so that their significant others don't see the disgusted look on their face as they pound down this long, cinder-like food, kind of long and cylindrical, filled with white, delicious cream. They fucking took away our Twinkies.
Oh.
The government took away the right for every person out there to be a little fucking queer.
Wow.
And in DeVore, because you deep fry them.
Okay, you win. We did take the whole Twink.
We named our hottest member the Twinks. We named him after the Twinkie. Gee, I don't know, government. Maybe that was just a coincidence. No, everyone's a fag.
Yay, conspiracy podcast.
With girls who eat Twinkies are boys. Bad boys.
Next question. Okay, Leon asks, separately, if you wrote a book, what would it be about and what would the title be? I don't know.
Come on. If you were to write a book, what would it be about and what would the title be?
Oh, you go first. I have to think of things.
Damn it. My idea would be to write a documentary of you writing a book. And it will be called A Pencil Too Far. I'm going to read to you chapter one. One second. All right. Chapter one of A Pencil Too Far. He lost his typewriter. It's on his desk. He just buried it in notes. Also, he lost his notes. He was writing on them with a pencil. The pencil is now gone. That, ... was too far.
Oh, my God. Okay, I think I would have to do a tell-all book about the furry fandom. And somehow get on Oprah.
I'm sorry. A tell-all book on the furry fandom?
Yes.
And what the hell would that be called?
I don't know. That would be called, I don't know. That would definitely be by Xander the Blue. P.S. Not Eric Novak. You never met this person. Just really looks like him.
You know what I think you'd have to call it?
What?
What your brother has been calling it for years.
Oh.
Fuzzy heads.
Fuzzy friends.
Fuzzy friends.
That's right.
Fuzzy friends. The one your brother sent you that message, I could not stop laughing.
God. Shut up.
I thought you were going to hang out with me. Are you out with the fuzzy friends? I'm like, okay, that's it. Your brother is awesome. He tortures you in ways that I can only dream of. Chapter two.
Fuck you.
He's lost the enter key on the keyboard. The keyboard is there. He is staring at the keyboard. The enter key is gone. I found it in the fridge, but the milk is also gone. I blame him. ... Found the pencil.
Next question. Fur. Okay, this is our last question, too.
Oh, who is this?
Fur. You know, Fur.
My arch nemesis, Fur?
Yes, him.
My arch enemy.
Furriarty.
Furriarty. Yes, he is totally Furriarty. He's the coolest arch nemesis ever. You have no idea.
He wants to rip out your heart.
One day me and him are both going to be in a Lupus and Debula game. And somehow we're both going to get the werewolf card. And we will kill each other.
I'm sure you will.
I don't know even how. It's against all the rules. We will find a way.
Okay, he asks, do you think I'm sexy?
He's sexy and he knows it.
Well, you thought it was a chick forever.
I never saw Fur outside of his suit. Yeah. And he had a pink nose.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Pink nose means a girl?
Pink nose means a girl. Yes. The day I met him outside of his suit, and you know what? This is the thing. Like, I'm hoping he's listening right now. Because if this was a person, like a normal person, You're like, yeah, I originally thought you were a girl. They'd be like, well, what the fuck? No, because the day he met me outside of suit, he walked up to me like, you have no idea who I am, do you? And you know me. I kind of recognized the voice, and then he told me. And I just looked at him like, I thought you were a girl! And he goes, I know! And then we've been arch enemies ever since. Oh, God.
That's a beautiful story.
Classic for classic.
Well, we have bums to round up and stuff.
Yeah.
The occult.
Yay, bum gap.
Bum gap.
We need to get a theme song for him.
That could be an awesome RPG, actually.
I'll start writing it.
And the currency would be quarters.
Okay. The next convention,
awesome.
We're going to take over the game from one of the tables, and we're going to run Bum Cop the Masquerade.
Your first spell would be Barrel Fire. Barrel Fire! Summon Rat.
Oh my God.
I wish we had more time to expand on this.
All right. No, we'll keep it for next time. I'm Alkali.
I'm Xander.
Good fucking night.
Night. Bum Cop.